The reading today is taken from the epistle to St. Paul to Colossians. Brethren, giving thanks to God the Father, who has made us worthy to be partakers of the Lord of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, who has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his Lord, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For in him were all things created, in heaven and on earth, the things that are visible, the ones that are invisible, the thrones, the dominations, the principalities, the power, all things were created by him and in him. He is before all, and by him all things consist. He is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may hold the primacy, because in him it has well pleased the Father that all fullness should dwell, and through him to reconcile all things unto himself, making peace through the blood of the cross, both as to the things on earth and the things that are in heaven, in Christ Jesus our Lord. The translation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. At that time, Pilate said to Jesus, "Art thou king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or have others told it to thee of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thy own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee up to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would certainly strive that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from hence." Pilate therefore said to him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. For this was I born. For this came I into the world, that I should give testimony to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." These are the words of the Holy Gospel. Before I start the sermon, let's go on the liturgical menu, because that's a long time I didn't do that. And I would like to speak today about the flowers, because first I would like to give thanks to those who put them on the altar. They are magnificent. They did a great job. Why? Why do we put flowers on the altar? Technically, they don't belong there. The altar needs only to have the altar stone. In the altar stone, the relics, the stone marked with the five crosses consecrated by the bishop. On the altar must be three cloth representing the burial of our Lord Jesus Christ. Must be at least two candles, eventually a tabernacle and the cross. Flowers are put on the altar for the beauty of it. They are offered to God. They are sacrificed to God. They are part of the sacrifice of the Mass, that we say, as a point that No potted flower should be put on the altar, because on the altar there is only one living, that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ is living on the altar. Eventually the priest and the priest alone can put his hand on the altar. All the rest are sacrificed. The martyrs, the cloth dedicated to that, the cross, the flowers, get offered to God. Sign of our sacrifice, of agreeable, sweet odor to God. Not so long ago, somebody told me, but Father, you are wasting money. You are wasting so much money with so much flowers. And that is the point. That is exactly the point. We are offering something to God. And I hope that you are able still to waste money and to offer flowers to your fiancé and to your wife. A sacrifice, a gift. A gift that is just for the glory of God. Because we love God. Somebody once complained as well about wasting money like that. It was not about flour. It was about perfume poured on the feet and the hair of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who complained, name was Judas. Let's spend money and honor our Lord Jesus Christ in a way that is magnificent. Nothing is too good for him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ is King. And every year, and I'll be sure again, we remind ourselves that our Lord Jesus Christ is King for three motives. He is King by nature. He is King by birth. He is King by conquest. And since we are created as the image of God, we participate ourselves to this kingship. And to become a king, if not by nature, and as a kind of our Lord Jesus Christ, and St. Paul today explained to us that everything comes from Jesus Christ. He has a kingship on everything because he is a creator. He is before anything, he holds his kingship. Not only on creatures, physical, but even invincible. But he is king and we are king by conquest. But to be a king, and you are, you have responsibility upon different souls. Whatever age you are, whatever situation you have, you are the king of your own circle. But it doesn't come without a price. Remember David. David, the first king of Israel. What God gave him first? An army to defeat. Goliath to put down. Think about Moses. He made him a slave. He gave him a slave people, an enslaved nation in Egypt. He gave him 40 years in the desert before he became the lawyer, the ruler of Israel. Look at Joseph. Joseph is first slandered and put into prison, humbled, and then become the counselor of Pharaoh. Think about Peter, before becoming the Pope, he goes through the betrayal. Think about Jesus himself, King of the King, the ruler of all. He becomes so by conquest because he died on the cross. Besides his divine nature, Jesus Christ is King indeed. He came into the world. As you think about when you think of, when you try to imagine the thing, the reality, that God, the Almighty, the Creator, come down in a little baby, becomes one of us. That's the sign of the love of God, that knows that we need that to be saved. We need to become one of us, to make preparation for our sins. And he becomes a king through Mary, princess, daughter of the line of David, the king. And he will come in Bethlehem, announced by the star and the kings. He is king by birth. But his king was as well by conquest. You see, the devil, Beelzebub, Satan, came into the world out of jealousy. He cannot think, he cannot stand the fact that you can go to heaven, that place that he lost forever. He is so jealous. And he pretends that this world is his kingdom, but it's not. It belongs to Jesus Christ. And that is to be reconquered always, day after day. Our Lord Jesus Christ did on the death, by the death of his cross. He took possession of his own kingdom. He opened the doors to all of us. The reality of his kingdom is without borders, a kingdom of peace, of goodness, of kindness, of charity. You know, our Lord Christ's mission was not to take over and to eradicate, to put off hatred in the world, to stop anger or war. If it would have been his mission, the mission is a failure. Let's speak about it. Now, our Lord Christ came to teach you, to teach me, to bring that peace, to know our Lord Christ, to know him, to know his Father through him. He invited us to really transform us in his kingdom. He has a duty to assist our neighbor. We have a necessity to help each other to love the Father. And the true people in the world will come this way. And it is not a question to speak about the peace in Israel, the peace in any country, and God knows how many wars rage actually in the world. I am talking of the peace among your own family. A son, a daughter, a mother, a mother-in-law, a friend. That's where the kingdom of God has to be established. That is our duty to teach. That is my cross, that is my battle, that is my fight in order to bring the peace of Christ among us. Like David, like Moses, like all of them, we need to do that because that's what our Lord Christ invites. So the question that is asked to us today, as we are going to process behind the crown, behind Jesus Christ, is we know that Jesus is a king, naturally, birth conquest. That is a fact. But am I one of these champions, one of these followers? Am I really a subject to that king? He is my sovereign, he is my king, he is my leader. Help me to obey, to defend him, to protect him, to serve him. That is a true question. And each one of us in conscience has to ask, do I serve my king properly? Amen. Eternal the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.